As he rounded a sharp bend, half turned in the saddle to call something out to Mildred, who was next in line, Doc barely registered the mutie cougar. The creature was poised to spring on a spur of wet, gray rock a dozen feet above him.
Why the...
His hand fumbled for the butt of the llama in his belt, but Doc knew in his heart that he was going to be too slow. It leapt. The cougar measured a good 12 feet and stood nearly 4 feet tall at the shoulder. Its thrusting rear paw slipped in the mud that coated the rock, throwing it slightly off its aim, which momentarily saved Doc's life. The cougar had aimed its spring at the throat of the man, but it fell short, its honed claws raking across the chest of the gelding. Its weight knocked the horse sideways toward the drop into the ravine on the right of the trail. Doc clung to the horse's neck as the animal, spooked out of its skull, reared and kicked out. Mildred was behind the string of pack animals, with Judas on a lead rein just behind her. The mule was so vicious that it would have been madness to try to attach it to the other three horses. JB was third, with the rest of the party strung out behind him. The Navajo had chosen to ride as a rear guard, all nine of them together. Only Mildred, on the crown of the bend in the track, saw what was happening.
Doc!
The enormous buff-colored animal, its heaving flanks streaked with gray-orange mud, its jaws flecked with foam, its eyes staring blindly, landed awkwardly in the rutted highway. It spun and snapped for a moment at its own hind legs, then powered up from a crouch, straight at the belly of Doc's mount. The dainty little bay mare that Mildred rode was also spooked by the attack of the raging carnivore. She took a dozen rapid pecking steps backward, making Judas bare his teeth at her. The mule then kicked out behind it at JB's gelding, starting a chain reaction of utter confusion, with those farther down the line having no idea what was going on up at the front. Doc had his sword stick jammed to his own saddlebag. He made a desperate grab for it.
Damn it all to hell!
But the cougar was beneath him, disemboweling his horse with a single raking blow. The three pack animals had totally lost all control, rearing and edging one another toward the sheer drop over the cliff. Mildred drew her pistol, gripping the ZKR 551 in her right hand, struggling to control her terrified mare with her left.
Calm the fuck down!
She was no great horsewoman and found it impossible to take a shot at the mutie creature. Her only chance was to slip from the saddle of her mount, but it was rearing and kicking so wildly that it was hopeless. As Mildred watched, Doc's horse started to fall sideways, dying from the ferocious attack.
Jack-suit!
The cougar had slithered away a few yards, sliding on its stomach through the slimy mud, its eyes locked on the white-haired old man. And one of the pack animals was teetering on the brink of the cliff, its hooves scrabbling for grip.
Oh, fuck this!
Mildred fired, feeling the .38 buck in her hand, but she had no idea where the bullets went. All she knew for certain was that neither of them struck the crouching cougar.
Here!
Ryan arrived now. His big gray stallion brushed past Mildred, the Sig Sauer drawn in his right hand, his heels kicking into the flanks of his horse to urge it on.
Jump, Doc! Jump now!
The last of the string of pack animals was going over, its head thrown back, spine arched like a bent bow, its weight dragging the other two after it. The tautened line attached to Doc's saddle began to pull at his dying gelding.
Jump!
Ryan fought against his own animal's terror, trying to draw a bead on the snarling cougar that was flattened against the streaming rocks, less than 10 paces away from him. Doc half leapt and half tumbled from the saddle, managing to snatch at the lion's head hilt of the sword stick as he toppled off, on the side away from the ravine. On the same side, however, as the rabid carnivore. Mildred could only watch helplessly. JB and the others jostled together to try to find out what was happening around the gooseneck bend in the trail. Ryan fired twice. Both rounds missed by a mile. The cougar's corded muscles tensed as it readied itself to drive in at the helpless figure of Doc, rolling in a disorganized tangle of arms and legs in the dirt. Ryan knew in that instant that he was going to be too late to save his old friend. One blow from either of the cougar's front paws would be enough to take Doc's skull off his shoulders. The beast leapt once more. Ryan threw himself from the high saddle, straight at the animal, swinging the heavy blaster at the cougar's head. The P226's barrel smashed into the creature's jaw, splintering one of its front teeth, knocking it off balance, so that it rolled sideways in a spitting bundle of blind fury. Blood trickled from its open mouth, mixing with the sticky froth. Ryan came up into a combat crouch, the double-action blaster steady in his hand, drilling toward the mutie animal. Doc was scrabbling on hands and knees, trying to locate the butt of his llama.
Bastard!
The cougar crouched again, only the tip of its tail twitching, conscious of a new pain in its mouth. breathing thickly, swallowing with difficulty. Ryan aimed the Sig Sauer carefully at the center of the animal's face. The big cat leapt once more. He drilled the bullet through its clogged nostrils, past the soft tissue, into the boiling chamber of its brain. The cougar landed awkwardly. Its head rocked on its heavily muscled neck. Darkness descended over its eyes. There was a strange chill feeling at the rear of its angular skull.
Again, Ryan, one more!
The mortally wounded cougar had somehow struggled up to its feet, standing unsteadily. Blood and brain tissue were trickling from the shattered back of its head, and more bright arterial blood dripped steadily into the dull, watery mud below it. Ryan shot it through the chest, a little to the right, splintering ribs and ripping the irregularly pounding heart to shreds of torn muscle. The cougar toppled on its side, its legs carrying on for several seconds with a strained walking motion, as though it didn't realize that it was dead. And then it was still.